Good morning, everybody. It looks different from the front. I wanted to ask you, have you ever thought what sort of animal you would be if you could be an animal? If you could be any animal, what sort of animal would you like to be? Right. Have you ever thought, if you could have a plant or a flower or tree, shrub dedicated to you, what sort of flower or plant or shrub or tree would you want that? Right. Have you ever thought what kind of person God wants you to be? You know, it's obvious he wants us all to be Christians because he wants to have a relationship with us. And unless we trust in Jesus' death on the cross, we can't have that relationship. So he wants all of us to be Christians. And he wants all of us to be more like Jesus. But he doesn't want all of us to be the same, because he's given us different giftings. And he's given us different passions. Some of us are more interested in young people, some in children, some in old people, some in the persecuted church, perhaps some for Muslims. God's given different passions in our heart. And he's given us different giftings. Have you ever thought, if this fellowship could be a place, what sort of a place would you want it to be? Would you want it to be a school or a rest home? A beauty parlour? What sort of place do you think God wants this church to be? Because you say, although God wants every church to preach the good news of Jesus, and God wants every church to make disciples, God hasn't given the same giftings to every church, or the same passions, or the same locations. Have you ever thought about that? That just as each individual, God's got a different plan for. Churches, God's got different purposes for. I hadn't really thought about that until recently. But, you know, there are some churches like Hillsongs in Australia. There's a lady that came from Australia. I mean, God's just given them such a heart for worship and made them a resource for worship worldwide. Some churches God's blessed with giftings of really gifted teachers and preachers. Think of, you know, Westminster Chapel in London. That's always been a place of preaching and teaching. But God's got different purposes for different churches, just as he placed them in different places. Because there isn't one church that is going to appeal to everyone. You know, we're not going to appeal to everyone. There'll be people in Broadfield that just think, no way! But another church might be the right place for them. And I've really been seeking God as to what he wants for this particular congregation. Just as for each of us, it's up to us to seek God in particular for what he's given us, what he wants in us, the giftings that he's given us, the passion that he's given us. And if you feel this morning, I don't know, God, what is it that you want to do with me? Then I do say seek God, because he will answer. And I just felt that God was saying to me, you know, to seek him for what he wants for the fellowship. And that's the reason that we've been having those prayer meetings that we started in June. It was to seek God for what in particular he wanted to do with Broadfield Fellowship. Now, there's one thing I've always been sure of. I think probably most of you will say yes, amen, that God has put us, and that's that we are Broadfield Christian Fellowship. I remember years ago, Sally Jeffries came and she preached, and she said during the worship here, she saw a picture of a rainbow coming from this church out to Broadfield, and that's why we made that banner, so that we wouldn't forget that God's blessing is through us to Broadfield. And that's not the same with every church, because some churches have a worldwide mission. But I believe that God has put us here to reach out to Broadfield. But I think, what else, Lord? What is it that you want us to be? And do you know, I feel God has been answering us. And that's why I wanted to speak about, because I think we can easily miss what God says. We can rush through life, filling our lives, being busy, and God speaking to us, and we can actually miss it. On the first Sunday that we had that prayer meeting, it was June the 19th, I can't quite remember how the word comfort zone came in, but it did come in. And Ian, you said, didn't you, that you felt God was saying to you that he wanted you to think of a couple of people in the church that you didn't automatically click with. We're not all going to automatically click with everyone, because we come from vastly different backgrounds and different stages of life and everything. And God was, I think you said, perhaps it was for more than just you, that we should pray for people that we didn't automatically get on with. And I think that was a very important word that God gave us then, because it brings unity. As we pray for each other, we start to love one another. Start to have a compassion. Start to understand each other. It's interesting what Dave said about the testimonies, because in a way, God is doing it, isn't he? Bringing a unity. Because without unity, we're not going to be any good to go out. It's one of the things that Jesus prayed in that prayer in John 17. Actually, the night that he was betrayed, and he said, "Oh Father, I pray that they may be one, even as you and I are one, that the world might know that Jesus came." And I just feel that is so important, that we are united. And in a way, I was feeling that we were getting a little bit not united. There was a little bit of unease. And I think God has been putting that back in. And we need that. That's so important. And then the next week, June the 26th, Martin preached on how much Jesus loves us. And it was a little bit shorter. And so Kevin, it was up front, said, "Has anybody else got anything?" And Moretta, your picture was just so helpful in this. I don't know if you all remember it. She said she saw us, this congregation here, as a flock of sheep. She said we were quite nice sheep. And that Jesus was the shepherd. And that Jesus was bringing an injured lamb and putting the lamb in the midst of us for us to heal, to look after. That spoke such a lot to me, and I think that is one of the keys to what God is saying at this moment, that he does want us to look after those that are injured and broken, those that need healing. I'm going to say more about that, but that was the next week. Actually, that later that day, Dave really blessed me. The prayer meeting, do you remember, Dave? You said, I feel we ought to say something about getting out of our comfort zone. And he didn't really want to, because he wanted to be honest and truthful. And he knew that God answers prayers. And yet he prayed, Lord, get us out of our comfort zone. And that was so important, because as leaders, it's very easy to stay in comfort zones. And if the leaders are staying in the comfort zone, you know, the congregation, we can't really ask the congregation to come out of the comfort zone if we're not going to. And then last week, Moretta gave a prophecy, and I noticed, Caroline, you'd picked it up in the news flash in the Thought for the Week, about God being a powerful God. And are we expecting from him what he can do? And I thought, I wish I was expecting more. And I'm not expecting enough. One thing that I've felt really quite challenged about is I feel very comfortable in this building. And I'm thinking, but there are so many out there. And do I want the congregation to be too big for this building? And I've got to answer yes, haven't I? But I'm comfortable. And that was a real challenge to me, that we must want to see more. And I really felt that God was challenging us through that to want more, to be more concerned for those that do not yet know him than for us. Are we going to put our comfort before their comfort? And for me, that was a real challenge. I said last week we'd been to the LL Leaders Conference, and the lady there had given her testimony, and it was great and fantastic. And then I thought, but she had to do things like buying properties and all sort of bureaucracy type things. Oh, I hate that. I hate it. I don't like all that stuff. I thought Gordon was saying, I'm not concerned whether you... Look, you have to do it sometimes. And again, you know, God's saying, you know, you need to push sometimes through that comfort zone. Because sometimes you do have to deal with authorities. I know I got in a right pickle over getting a CRB for Soul Survivor and thinking, have I got all the right things? And I could recognise in me that it was that hatred of bureaucracy. Why do I have to have all that? But if I want to minister, I've got to have that. So sometimes we've just got to push through those things that we don't want to, because God's got a bigger picture. And then also last week, did you notice how God spoke to us through Ian's song? That was so beautiful. Just thank you for that, Ian. It was lovely. Not only from our heart that we want to have more of Jesus, but that beautiful bit where God's reply, but I want more of you. He wants more of us. And I felt, in a way, the prayer meetings that we've had on Sunday evenings have been partly about that. Partly it's been about waiting on God, just to wait on God. Just because he wants us to. Just because he wants that relationship with us. Just because sometimes he's saying, I want you to be more like Mary. I just want you to sit at my feet. I don't want to tell you the answer too quickly, because I want you to wait on me. I want that relationship. And I feel that's another thing that he's been saying to us. And then again in the prayer meeting, Maria showed a picture of a rushing river in a beautiful landscape, and Jesus was in the river, and some of us were jumping in the river, some of us were jumping ahead of Jesus, and some were still on the bank and not jumping in. And Jesus said, I want you in the river, but I want you following. He wants us to get out of the place where we can got firm ground under us, to the place where we've got to trust. Because we can't see what's under our feet. Do you remember we're saying, what is the opposite to faith? Do you remember that? Can anybody remember the answer that he gave? He said the opposite to faith is? It was certainty. He said, if you know it's going to happen, it's not faith. He wanted to make us think, actually. I mean, he was being a bit provocative in that. But he wanted us to think. He wanted us to say, look, if you can plan it out in your head and see how it's going to go, is that really just trusting? He wants us to trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's for the older people like me that can remember that chorus. But it's true. So I'm saying, well, Lord, what is it then that you want for Broadfield Christian Fellowship? And I think he does want a united people. That's obvious. He wants it to be a place where we love one another and care for one another. He wants it to be a place where people can come and be listened to. And I think we are doing not too bad on that front. If you're ever here on a Wednesday at coffee shop or at a Friday meal, you'll find that people are being listened to. And that's vital, because people need to be listened to. So many people don't feel they're heard. They do need to be listened to. But I feel as though God's saying, I want you to go further. I want you to be a place of healing. For me, the answer to the question that I said about what sort of place we are to be, it's a hospital. That's how I see us at the moment. We are to be a place where people can come in and be not only listened to, but healed and made whole. And when I say healed, if it's physical healing, but it's wider than that, isn't it? It's emotional healing. Because however a good upbringing we've had, however wonderful our parents were, however wonderful our school was, I'm sure not every teacher was kind all the time and thoughtful. I'm sure too that that children in the playground weren't all the time. And people have even received hurts from church. You know, they've been in a church where they put all their trust in the leader, and then they've realised that the leader's human. Surprise, surprise. Or they've been in a place where somebody has said, God said this. And then they find out, actually, God didn't say that. And our reactions to that, we can be hurt by that. So all of us have received hurts, and we've all reacted in different ways. You know, some of us have withdrawn, or we've built up barriers, or we've kicked back. And we need to have people in the fellowship that can bring Jesus into those situations, so that Jesus can show us when we need to forgive. Because we're not going forward, because we're still remembering those hurts. They're still affecting the way that we're dealing with situations. Sometimes we need to forgive ourselves for the way that we've held on to hurts. The way that we've kept up the walls. And not only are there emotional type hurts, sometimes there's been hurts to our spirits. People have had awful things said to them. You're useless, or you're a waste of space, or whatever. And it's gone right deep into our spirit. And then we need people that know the authority that they have in Jesus to loose people from these things. I believe that's where God wants to take us. And I'm not sure how that's going to look, what we're going to do to equip ourselves to move into this kind of ministry, so that people are not just brought into the church, but they are made whole. Because I believe that God wants to do that, so that we will have more people that can go out and bring more in. I believe God is bringing to us people that are hurting. We need more people that can minister in that kind of way. And we need teaching as well. We're told to make disciples. And at the moment I'm feeling, Lord, I'm not sure where we've got to go in that. To me at the moment, certainly our Tuesday house group is too big. We need to be smaller. We need to be places where we can pray for each other and care about each other. We need to bring teaching so that we can not only heal people, but instruct them as to what Christian living looks like. All that promises and the power that we have through the Holy Spirit to live that kind of life. So at the moment, that is something of what I feel God is saying to us as a church. But I'm sure there is more. And I'm sure you know that God can speak through anyone. And the leaders haven't got any different status from anyone else. I hope you know that. It's just the job that God's given us at the moment to do. Just like he gives other jobs to people to do. But we've all got the same status before him. We're all sinners saved by grace. And somebody said, put a suggestion box at the back. We've put a suggestion box at the back because we want to know what God is saying. And it's not just through the leaders. And it's not just through one or two people. God can speak to each of us. God wants to speak to each of us. So what could hold us back from going forward? And I've just put down three headings here. Lack of vision. If we don't see what God's doing, that's why I've highlighted the things that I feel God has been saying to us. If we're complacent about that, if we don't really care, there can be a dullness. And I think particularly at this time that the devil is very good at filling up people's lives and work situations have just got ridiculous at the moment, haven't they? Piling on more and more work just to stop people from thinking about their lives. And that's the devil's ploy. I feel. So we need to have a vision of what God wants to do. Our fear keeps us, you know. What if we've got to deal with bureaucracy for me? Oh, what if God wants me to come out the front? Oh, what if God wants me to pray for somebody that has got loads of problems and I've got nothing? How can I pray for them? Or maybe, what if God makes me speak with tongues? Oh, dear. Or gives me a prophecy? Oh. Or makes me. He doesn't make us do anything. So, but we do get afraid of what God will ask us to do, which is so stupid, because we know that God is good, don't we?
Yes.
And that he works everything for our good when we love him. But fear is really important. And the other thing I put is love of comfort. And whole society is about comfort, isn't it, these days? And it's so easy to be influenced by our culture, which is just take it easy, you're worth it. Materialism, you know, all these things that you need. But we don't want to be like that, do we? I want to go for God. I'm actually being a bit provocative this morning. I've brought pencils and papers because I want you to write down some feedback from this. It's not testing you or anything like that, but I want to know what God is saying. And so I'm going to give you a little time to pray about it.
Not long enough.
But the Holy Spirit can work and speed up your brain. And just as we play a bit of quiet music, ask him what he's saying to you, or anything really, whatever he, because I'd like some feedback. As leaders, it would be good to know what God is saying, how you feel about that. Is that okay?